Gavin Pinkley, 6'7" sophomore, Hillsborough Hawks.
Takes it over to the right wing, gets a screen from Pinkley. It's a pick and roll back to Pinkley. Underneath Pinkley, left side, layup, good, and one. The pick and roll, and Pinkley finishes off the feed from Schwartz.
A force to be reckoned with the moment he put on a varsity uniform, Gavin Pinkley is already one of the best basketball players in our area. His sophomore season saw him average 17.8 points per game, 9.6 rebounds, and 3.5 blocks. He's amassed 850 points already in his first 2 years of varsity basketball. Add in a soaring GPA at 4.14 and a class rank in the top 5 out of 279 students, and he's your prototypical Dream Team athlete.
Gavin Pinkley, Hillsborough Hawks.
Joining us now for his Dream Team interview is Gavin Pinkley, a member of the Hillsborough boys basketball team, a sophomore with the Hawks, and another very good year and being named to his first Dream Team. First off, Gavin, congratulations. And how did you, when you found out you were, I know we talked to you during the Dream Team ceremony, but I just wanted to ask you again just how it feels to be named to the Dream Team.
It feels great. It's an honor to be a part of a team with such high standards.
So, you know, with I know you mentioned to me, was that kind of a goal of yours? I know that you had kind of knew about the Dream Team. Was that something kind of a goal that you kind of set for yourself?
Yeah, it was something that I strive for the beginning of the season. It's one of my personal goals to be a part of it.
And, you know, a very good year for you this season, 17.8 points per game. With, you know, in a different team this year, I know you only had one guy graduate, and that was Sam Brewer, but I know he was such an important part of the team. You know, 17.8 points for you for this year, 50% from beyond the, or excuse me, 50% from the floor, 34% beyond the arc. You know, just a very good season. To your standards and what you expect of yourself, how do you feel this season went for you?
I would have liked to shoot a little bit better from the free throw line and from the field. Just complete that 180% goal I was going for, but overall I think the season went pretty good.
And so by 180%, that's you want to shoot a combined total of 180% from the field, from the three-point arc, and from the free throw line?
Correct.
Where did you come up with that goal?
It's just something that I've heard of in the past, and I just started to something I wanted to strive for in the beginning of the season.
Well, other than not shooting from the free throw line, you know, from the floor and beyond the three-point arc and rebounding, do you feel like this was a good season for you with other than that free throw shooting?
I feel like it was a very good season.
With, you know, so with Sam Brewer being the only guy that graduated last year and so many guys back this season, what did you feel your role was on this team, being that you're a very good post player, but you can also shoot beyond the three-point arc? What was your role on this season, and how did that maybe change, or did it change, with the team this year, even with the graduation of Sam last year?
I felt like my role was to just take my shots when I had the opportunity to get my teammates open when they were struggling or if I was struggling, to kind of distribute the ball and get everybody involved in the game more.
How do you know when you need to go inside and when you just go ahead and take that 3-point shot? How did you learn that, and is that something that you're still learning, is when to battle in the paint, but also just to go ahead, feel free to step out and shoot a three?
Yeah, I'm definitely still learning how to do that, but having point guards and shooters on the outside really helps me figure out where I need to be at, if they're hitting shots or if they're not making shots. It helps me determine where I should be at on the floor.
When, you know, this, you guys had, you didn't have a ton of depth this year, but you guys had so many guys who did such great things, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of those guys and what Michael Brewer meant to this team, just with what he did offensively and rebounding. How important was he just as a freshman, what he did this year?
He was really important to our team. It felt like there were games where we just needed a few simple buckets, and he was the guy that just got those buckets to spark the run.
You know, this being your sophomore season, you were a freshman last year. Is that something that sometimes maybe people – did you feel like sometimes people maybe forget that you're a sophomore and that you're still very young?
Yeah, I get people all the time asking me, how old are you? You know, how old are you? And I'm only 15. I can't even drive yet, and everybody's always amazed by that when we're having conversations.
Did you know how do you feel you grew this season, and just how much different was your comfort level, you know, playing in varsity games this year as opposed to last season being a freshman and now having a full year under belt going into this year?
I was a lot more comfortable. I was a lot better from the outside this year. I felt like being able to do stuff with the ball than I was in my freshman year, being a little cautious. This year I felt like I was more loose with the ball.
You know, I asked you about Michael Brewer, he being a freshman, you know, and you kind of know what that's like. Did you kind of, I don't know, help him out anyway and just kind of try to help him understand what it's like being a freshman playing varsity? And did you kind of help him out a little bit at times with that?
Yes, before and after practice, we'd always talk about stuff. And if he needed anything, he usually came to me to ask the questions, or I'd go to him and let him know stuff if he wasn't doing things right or if he was doing things good, to tell him to keep working on that stuff, or if coach was trying to explain something to him and he wasn't kind of getting it, I'd just kind of go and explain it to him in a player-to-player way.
You know, you're getting so much college interest, I know, and you know, I know I'm sure the phone's ringing off the hook and getting tons of letters. Can you share with us some of the places that, you know, I talked with Coach Johnson a while back about it, but can you share some of the places that that have shown interest in you, that you're seeing interest from, and places that you've taken visits to?
I've taken a visit to Mizzou. I have an offer from Lindenwood and University of Illinois Springfield. And I've gotten interest from Drake, Truman State, Northwestern, Mizzou, SLU, schools like that.
So what is that like, just having to – I mean, you're just a sophomore. You got 2 years before you go into college, but yet you've already – you're thinking about college. Is that kind of – because I'm sure there's – you're probably not a lot of other classmates who are sophomores who are thinking about college at this point.
Right. It's real stressful going to all these AAU tournaments and having – coaches in the stands watching you, just knowing that you have eyes on you at all the time. You just got to go your hardest and give it your all, like every game's your last.
How much does that, you know, I think we asked you this during the Dream Team interview, but just playing in those AAU tournaments, playing at that high level, you know, how much did that help you and prepare you for varsity basketball? And can you compare the two, just playing in the two different places?
Completely different. Playing in AAU is so much faster, and the atmosphere is different. And come back to high school, you're just compacted in a gym. And AAU, there's five courts next to you, and you're playing there. Everybody's so loud, and it's crazy. And playing with guys that are better than me, when I come back here, it makes me be able to use my skills better, playing against guys that I have to compete harder to play against.
Yeah, you know, you've got such great height. You're, what, 6'7"? Are you 6'8"? What are you right now?
6'7" and a half, I think.
6'7" and a half. Okay. So, you know, obviously being tall helps, but you have to be more than just tall to play, obviously, and play well. What are the things that you work on with just your height and using that as an advantage and putting that into practice and actually, you know, playing like you're 6'7" and a half?
When I'm in the paint, I try and play like I'm bigger than 6'7", just so I can move more throughout the lane and have more space to work with. And when I'm on the perimeter, I try and play smaller. Even though I'm big, I try and play smaller so I can be quicker like all the other guards around me and just let my height kind of just go with the flow.
Well, with, you know, you still have 2 years of growing to do before you go into college and, you know, junior, senior years coming up. What are some things that you're working on, and do you feel like you still need to, one, just improve and grow, whether it be physically or, you know, skill-wise?
I've been working on getting stronger the past few months, getting in the weight room a lot, and I want to work on my outside game, my dribbling skills more, and just being able to handle the ball better.
Is it difficult? Have you had any AAU games where you're out there practicing and you look up and, I don't know, say Mike Krzyzewski or Roy Williams is sitting in the crowd and you think, okay, don't screw this up?
Yeah, it's crazy looking up and seeing all the coaches in the stands. You just got to kind of play like how I know how to play and just give it my all so they see the best of what I have to give.
I know your AAU season is coming up this weekend, I think you said. That's why you won't be able to be at the Dream Team ceremony?
Yes, sir.
How long does that season run?
Well, we play April, May, and I think we're off June and play July, I believe.
All right.
It goes pretty long time.
Well, very good. Gavin Pinkley of the Hillsborough Hawks boys basketball team and a member of the regional radio dream team, and I'm sure still plenty more to come. Gavin, we appreciate you talking with me today. Anything else you want to add or mention before we let you go?
No, just thank you guys for broadcasting all our games. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, it's been fun, and we look forward to next year. Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you.